Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast. So Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
Netflix has recently added a number of documentary series that dive deep into the subject of stalking from the perspectives of both victims and offenders. Whenever I see or read anything about stalking, I fire off a text to Brisbane journalist Nicole Madigan to ask her if she's seen it and what she thinks about it, because Nicole was stalked herself and wrote a very thought-provoking book about it called Obsession. Nicole's story isn't the one we've grown used to. She was stalked for several years by a woman whom she'd never met, and she joins us on Australian True Crime to talk about her story and the parallels she sees in the stories of others.
I guess it did what I wanted it to do, which is get people talking about something that I don't think anyone was talking about with any level of seriousness, because it's one of those things that there's such a grey area surrounding it, and so much trivial talk about stalking, particularly online stalking, that it's rarely discussed in a really serious manner. I guess in my case too, having not talked about it with anyone for so long, and also I think having two females involved, which takes away another level of seriousness to society, I think. And I think there's a lot of parallels between stalking and coercive control, sort of these non-physical forms of abuse, because when they're happening, in both cases, they're often a series of behaviours that are, in many cases, legal behaviours that sort of, when they're done on repeat, is what creates the problem. So it can be behaviours that are quite innocuous and very legal, but once they're put on top of each other and snowball into a big ongoing prolonged campaign of fear, that's when it becomes a problem.
And that's what made me uncomfortable about your book, and I said this to you at the time, was I said, I feel like I have been guilty of some of these behaviours, and I needed time to process your book. And that's why I wasn't ready to talk to you about it on the show for a really long time. And I said to you, okay, the stats were huge that you were writing about, that so many people have been stalked. And then I was saying, well, then, okay, then a lot of us are stalking then, because it's not the same three people who are stalking everybody. So I feel like if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of us are committing this behaviour. And in your book, you talked about something that happened very early on in your situation where you started seeing a man. Basically, this is, if I can paraphrase, but correct me if I'm wrong at any point. You started seeing a man, and a lady who he had been seeing previously, she is who became your stalker long term. There was a moment where you uploaded a photo to your social media and you were wearing a shirt of his. And then there was a message that came through where she said, I was wearing that shirt however many months ago. That became part of the larger campaign. But for example, that moment I felt from her perspective. I get that that's painful, and I got that she lashed out. It's not good. I don't condone it. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. It's inappropriate. It's horrible. But I blushed when I read that because I thought, I've done things like that in my life.
Yeah. And I think we all have to a degree. I mean, I think it is very hard when you can't get your head around something and something's painful and traumatic and everything like that. In this particular case, from my perspective, I guess we all look at it from our own perspective. So on that particular day, stalking didn't enter my mind or any such thing.
No. And I want to make it clear, I don't think you deserved that at all, for any reason at all.
Of course. And that's why probably I didn't particularly do anything about it on that day. From my perspective, I was 37, dating for the first time since I was 18. I'd gone through a really unpleasant and ugly separation. So I was just sort of, I was shocked more than anything because I guess, yeah, you know, it wasn't as simple as just, oh my God, you're wearing the shirt I was wearing. It was a lot more explicit and vulgar than that. There's about four or five messages, and they made me blush too, but in a a very unpleasant way. They were quite confronting. Yes. And
that's all right. Now that you're reminding me, it was very much to let you know, in case you didn't know, that he was sleeping with this woman.
Yeah, yeah. Like enjoying, you know, that's the bed we've fucked in 100 times.
And, that's
and
right.
A
yes,
series
yes.
Of examples of the ways they may have done that. But we had a big conversation about it, chose to ignore it, and I guess it was the very fact that this just continued and escalated for several years in a way that was more than just messages. It was in ways that seemed to indicate to me that she was quite determined to create actual damage. You know, she was actually starting to interfere with my life, and to me, she was essentially a stranger. So we got some advice. A friend of Adam's was a police officer, and he said, look, you know, sometimes with this sort of thing, if you make it an official complaint, it can just make things worse. You know, people get angrier and more things happen. So he suggested that we write her an email, if we had her email address, which we did, and just sort of effectively warn her that if it continues, we'll go down a legal path. So Adam wrote that email, and we sent that. And then there was no reply, and a solid 4 months went by where we didn't hear anything. So we just thought, oh, perfect. That was just, you know, it had got out of control. She's probably just like going, oh, whoa, you know, this has got silly. I'll stop. And about 4 months after that is when I started getting these strange text messages. And then for the following 2 years, she never contacted Adam again. It was just all solely me. And that is where I started to become, I guess, a bit nervous, because it has now become a stranger just trying to cause me all this damage. And it was becoming something that I was becoming obsessed with as well, because it was just always on my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's becoming a real mental health issue for you. And also there's the words, moving into your neighbourhood and making sure that you were aware that she had moved into your neighbourhood, wasn't there? There were social media posts and things like that.
Yeah, so as things escalated, it started to become a lot more personal. I will never know whether she actually moved into my suburb, but she certainly suggested that she had and would constantly tag the area. She had identified where we lived and posted that and places that we'd been and were going to be with our wedding. So it was starting to become a bit more personal.
Your offender would post about you too. Is that correct? Post publicly on her social media about you.
Yeah, on her Instagram. And it didn't always have my name. It started off what she was tagging me and things like that. And then she'd develop all these lovely nicknames for me, which then followed through with all the horrible, horrific memes that she would create that would be to represent me, basically. So, and they varied, you know, it was either really ugly, horrible things to say, this is what I look like, or to talk about sometimes more kind of explicit sex stuff from the past, or just generally attack my work or kids or whatever else she felt like. But it was usually my appearance.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I tried one more time to call police. So that was when I was getting text messages. So I was a bit naive here. I just assumed because of the, and I could be wrong about this, but because of the laws required to provide your identity when you get a SIM card, I thought that might make it easy for the police. So I sort of said, I can give you the name and I can give you a workplace. I can give you lots of information if you can just confirm whether this is where the text messages are coming from. But they sort of said, we don't have the resources to put into that. It was that sort of, you know, call us when someone's breaking into your house, basically.
I know what you mean. You think, can't you get the tower pings or something? And they're like,
oh. Yeah. And I mean, he wasn't rude, but it was kind of, I felt like I was wasting his time. And so I let it go. So, yeah, it was a long time after that before I tried police again. And I only did that because of the things you referenced before, sort of our address being public and relocating, and another person had reached out to me, another victim of hers who was related to her, had identified me, and I was just starting to get just a bit too nervous about it. So, yes, it was a police woman that ultimately contacted me, and she was incredibly helpful and supportive.
Wow. So where did it get to with you? Out of this police woman you found who took the case on, you escalated it, didn't you? Or the police lady did.
Yeah, that's right. So I initially put in a cybercrime report because I wasn't getting anywhere from calling police. And I just think I can articulate myself better writing it down. So I just wrote pages of tried to get everything down. It's quite hard to explain something that's gone on for so long, and there's so many kind of silly sounding things in it to make it sound serious, I guess. Anyway, that got referred to my local police station and she called me. And then basically said, the key here is going to be evidence. Do you have any? And I had plenty of it. I'd kept everything right from the very first message I got.
Wow. And so what happened?
So she went and spoke to
her. So she got a knock at the door.
Yeah, she got a knock at the door and avoided it for a really long time. So she didn't call back police for several weeks and had a lot of messages left and the card left in the door and things like that. So I had to wait a really long time. But anyway, they eventually had their meeting and she said, I'd taken everything out of context. And then they contacted, by request, they contacted this other person that had reached out to me, and I will always be thankful for this, but she wrote an official statement about what she had seen and handed that to the police, and that kind of sealed the deal for the officer because she had an independent witness to prove what she was trying to do. So then I got this email to say that she'd been charged with unlawful stalking and I nearly fell over. The police officer contacted me and said she's put in a lengthy plea, which indicates that she's probably going to plead guilty and try for leniency. So that's what she said she thinks was going to happen. So I made a decision to go to court, and the reason I did that was because I guess this person, I felt, had controlled me and my mind for so long, and I hadn't seen her in person ever. It was just this menacing person on the internet.
Yes.
Who had basically mocked and taunted me for so long. Almost, it felt like I was being laughed at all the time. You're just putting up with this and I'm going to keep doing it. So I just felt like I wanted to go. So she pleaded guilty. That was that. And they tried to argue for a fine, and that was it. But the judge said to me that my victim impact statement made a difference in the way she made her decision. So when they asked for the fine, she said no way, and suggested the 2-year probation order, and then she also recommended a 2-year restraining order, which the prosecutor did not ask for, but the judge recommended. So,
and that's what happened.
Yeah. So she got the 2-year probation order and a 2-year restraining order.
When was that, by the way?
So that just finished in January, end of January, but I'm pleased to say that it's been a month and nothing has happened. So I'm hopeful that she will have moved on. But, yeah, we've all come out the other side relatively, you know, unscathed. Yeah. But, you know, that feeling of being kind of paranoid and on edge remains.
Thank you to our guest, Nicole Madigan. There's a link in our show notes to Nicole's website, nicolemadigan.com, where you can find links to her journalism and social media, and also buy your copy of her book, Obsession. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.